I'm here with Richard Edelman at the Trust Barometer launch in Davos. Richard, congratulations on the 20th Trust Barometer. It seemed like, 20 Trust Barometers, and it seemed like a particularly important one this year. What was the big finding for you?
For me, it's business actually has to step into the void left by a paralyzed government, and business is doing it. Microsoft with negative carbon emissions, also Starbucks with straws, and Unilever with their getting rid of virgin plastics. But beyond that, it's wages. Walmart raising wages. Companies like PwC doing retraining. These are tangibles that are actually making a difference.
But one of the things you said was that there's actually a crisis in capitalism. How do you balance that with those companies that are doing good things, and how do we balance that divide? Because there is a real problem with the way companies are perceived.
Look, the system doesn't work for a lot of people, right? Very few people believe that they're going to get ahead in wages in the next decade if you're in a developed market. Similarly, they're worried about downward social mobility. The solution to this is better pay and a commitment by companies to do retraining, because the fourth industrial revolution is going to spit out a lot of jobs. Truck drivers, for instance, are going to be in trouble. So we have to help them get forward in the economy. Otherwise, we're going to really have alienation. And then people blame the capitalist system.
Now, you've talked about a business roundtable. You say they need to do more than just make statements. What are you calling on them to do?
Well, I want companies to actually do things. So Taco Bell last week, when they raised the wages of store managers to $100,000, that's significant like hell, because it basically signals that we're going to pay more for better results. Oscar Munoz proved this at United Airlines 2 years ago when he settled with the unions. Now look at their rising levels of satisfaction to customers. It's got to be a virtuous circle based on everybody making a good living and being able to play in the economy of the future.
And finally, what do these communicators and marketers have? What's their role in doing this, in telling the story and pushing this narrative?
The core to business is you want to recruit the best and brightest employees. 3/4 of employees say, I want to be with a values-driven company. And brands have to speak up for their customers. 2/3 of brands say that they are, they have to be belief-driven buyers. It's a sort of brand democracy model. So there's two big reasons to do it if you're a business. It's not just reputation and soft stuff. This is actually, you also have to be competent and ethical. And that's a big finding from this study, that ethics matters 3 times as much as the competence part. And ethics includes transparency, sustainability, job training, and fair pay.
But where does the comms function fit into that?
The comms function is the soul of the corporation. It also is increasingly involved in directing sustainability. And finally, we have a crisis of truth, and smart companies are going to be going direct to the end user of information. Collaborative journalism, whatever you want to call it, has to help mainstream media, because we don't have enough reporters. We have to tell a fuller story so that people can make good decisions.
Richard, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thanks, Steve.